Do you feel blessed? Yes. Thank you so much. Just a beautiful affirmation, isn't it? Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So Gary is not here today, as you heard. He's in Colorado. And so I am without my remote. And I'm thanking Brian back there for following along with the slides today. Much appreciated. Karen did it in the first service. Thank you, Karen. This is a second talk in a series based on the book Emergence, Seven Steps for a Radical Life Change by Derek Rydell. And I'm going to refer to him as Derek as we go through this series. We're going to be on a first name basis with the author as he accompanies us on this journey. And my talk title this morning is See the Completed Vision. See the Completed Vision. And we often hear that. We need to see it before it manifests, before we get to see it out there, we need to see it in here. But what if you don't know what it is? You know, what if you just don't know what it is? What if you have trouble imagining what is trying to emerge? You know there's something that's trying to come forth, but you just can't put your finger on what it is. Well, take a moment with me and imagine a small acorn on the forest floor. Tiny little acorn. Do you ever find yourself questioning how on earth a giant oak tree manages to come from a few particles of a carbon material, a little bit of stardust? I mean, really, usually we don't even think about it. Acorns just become oak trees. It's just what happens. And yet, there is something miraculous about this when you think about it. It's an unfolding of epic proportions. So here's the question, where is the oak before it emerges from the acorn? It's one of those chicken or the egg things. If you break open an acorn, will you find a tree? No, you will not. What is inside of it is living energy in the form of potential. And we might also ask, does the oak's pattern already exist in principle before it's actualized? Has it always existed? Yes. Derek answers that question as yes, in the same way that the principles of mathematics have always existed, even before someone figured out how to add 2 + 2 and get 4. The principle has always existed. The principles of aerodynamics have always existed. Computer technology, electricity, all of it always existed, just waiting for someone to discover them. And they exist in the same way that the oak exists before it emerges. So here's the cool part. Whether or not we're using these principles, they exist right now. And guess what? What? The same is true of our life's vision. Within you, at the depths of your being right now, exists your destiny waiting to be born. And it's not a picture of what will be in the future. It is a realization of what is right now. It is right now in our consciousness because on some level, from some perspective, it's already happening. And this vision is not static. It is transformational. It stretches us, it challenges us, it reshapes us as we grow into who we've come here to be through the manifestation of this vision. The Unity author, Imelda Shanklin, in her book, What Are You? It's a Unity classic. She asked this question, can spirit create a 2-year-old tree in an instant? What do you think the answer is? The answer is yes, but with our current vision, it will take us 2 years to see it. Isn't that a great answer? Love that. So we are talking about vision here that is beyond our human perspective, that goes outside of any current limiting beliefs. As Frank Gaines writes, only those who can see the invisible can do the impossible. This vision can help us to grow and expand and evolve as we actualize our innate potential. And when we realize that we have everything within us right here, right now that is needed. We break our dependence on trying to grasp whatever we need from out here, you see, through some external means. And we simply move within. We stop trying to get things to fill ourselves. And instead, we open the door to let more of who we are out. See? Releasing that imprisoned splendor, as Robert Browning so poetically wrote. So the question is, what do you want to experience, and are you willing to allow it to express through you? You know, Derek was an actor in Los Angeles, and he had pretty much given it up. He was living in a rundown apartment. He had no money. His bills were piling up. He'd gone through all his savings. He had no prospects. He had no work. As he put it, he was literally living on a prayer. And then one day, he got angry. Now, he comes out of Michael Beckwith's community, for those of you who know Michael Beckwith, who's a New Thought giant. And so he was hearing these kinds of messages. And so one day he got mad. And he said, "All right, God, either there really is a true self with a capital S that has everything it needs to fulfill this purpose, or this is a bunch of bull." And he decided right then and there, "I'm going to get an answer today." Because he decided, "I'm not getting up from this chair until I get an answer." And so he sat as morning became afternoon and moved into the evening. And he spent all his time in prayer, meditation, beseeching, surrendering. And as he was trying to reconnect with this deeper self within him, and as he did it, wave after wave of emotion rolled through him, threatening to drown him in anger, in fear, in sadness. All of his demons surfaced. Do you know what I'm talking about here? And somewhere in the middle of the night, after he had wrestled with these demons, he heard a voice saying this: "You made your savings account your source, your God. And whenever you make something outside of yourself the source of your security, the universe is set up to betray you so that you will turn within and find your real source again." Now, that's the first time I'd heard it termed quite that way. And with that, a deep peace came over him, the peace that passes all human understanding, and he fell asleep. And for the next few days, he went about his business, forgetting that he even had a problem. And any time he thought of it, he'd remember, I have all these bills to pay and no way to pay them. There was no fear. There was no frustration. But there was an inner knowing that he would be okay, that all would be okay, because he was being held by something greater. And that's the powerful part. And then the phone rang. And it was his acting agent calling with an audition for a commercial. And his agent said, "I know you don't want to do commercials anymore because you're too spiritual. But this casting director called and specifically requested you." And so Derek said yes to it. And he made enough money in 2 days to pay a year's worth of living expenses. Now, he hadn't created a vision board. He didn't have a plan of any kind. He didn't even know what it would look like. He just reconnected with that deeper part of himself that was already whole. And he began to feel his innate completeness, and he surrendered the outcome to something greater. And he let go of trying to make it happen, and instead, he made it welcome. Do you see the difference of that? And we can do that too. Isn't that good news? Yes. We can. By developing a deeper connection to this inner potential and cultivating the conditions for its emergence. So our environment does not determine our destiny. It does not. The truth is this: we are not passive victims of our life circumstances. We are empowered creators of our lives. And it is time for us to reconnect to that powerful beingness within us. and celebrate our gift of creativity. Do you feel that? We are not here to avoid the world. We're here to transform the world. Turn to the person next to you and tell them, you're here to transform the world. You are here to transform the world. So vision, in this sense, it's not the same as creative visualization, although there's nothing wrong with that for creating our short-term goals. If you focus on an image long enough with enough feeling, you will get results. You know, we know this is the way that we create our own experience of reality in unity. But any attempts to visualize our larger life can actually lead us to a place of trying to improve our self-image. Do you know what I'm talking about here? And that will carry with it all the limiting beliefs that even come from having a self-image that we want to improve. Those unresolved issues are still there, and they will be broadcast for us in our world. And we can visualize ourselves into bigger and better things, but if our reason for doing so is to overcome a limiting belief that we're not enough, it still won't be enough. Doesn't matter what we do. Doesn't matter how much we get. Because here's why. We'll be working with the ego's desire rather than the soul's destiny. Do you feel the difference between those two? So in order to get beyond the limitation, we have to move from visualization to vision. See? And that brings forth divine ideas that are planted within us. It's an emergence that happens. And then we want to get beyond imagination to emergination, which Derek describes as an inside-out process that transforms you into the person you must be to handle the next phase of growth with ease and grace and integrity. Do you feel the evolutionary power of that? Emergination goes beyond imagination, which is a powerful faculty in and of itself. But in the sense that Derek is using it, imagination tends to work with what's already known. It's like having a room that's too small for the furniture in it and just rearranging the chairs. And you might come up with a more creative way of doing it. But imagination goes beyond that to actually changing the foundation to make the room bigger. Vision takes us outside of the room, past the known experiences, beyond the boundaries of the conditioned mind, into uncharted territory. I love that. And we tap into something deeper. This field of unprecedented ideas seeking to emerge. So how do we access imagination? Well, to begin with, we become interested in the guidance that is being offered to us right now through our inner intuition. Start paying attention to those nudges. You know, be receptive to its message. Be willing to hang out in what Derek calls the vision studio, which is a willingness to stay in a childlike, non-judgmental, creative space, an inner environment where the critic is not allowed. Can we all agree to be there? The critic's not allowed, at least not until we've expressed a complete version of the vision that inspires us. Do not discount the value of this process. As the mystic Meister Eckhart said, what we plant in the soil of contemplation, we shall reap in the harvest of action. And so here's an exercise to help bring forth your vision. And you can think of this adventure as an archaeological expedition within. First, we set an intention for doing it, remembering that an intention to get something seemingly separate from ourselves pulls us right back into duality. Derek states the purest intention for the purpose of this work that we can have is to awaken the truth of who you are, you see, to reconnect with the greater self within. If we make that our intention, it's effective because it's seeking only self-actualization. And so it doesn't carry any resistance. It goes beyond duality. That intention is not against anything or anyone. The second one, ask yourself what your highest vision is for your life. What's trying to emerge through and as me? If you knew you were totally supported and had all the resources that you need right now, all the talents, the gifts, the abilities, the support, what would it be? What would your vision be? Who would you be? How would you contribute? How would you create? What would it look like? And you may remember a few weeks back, we had some questions that can help us to sort of zone in on it. The first being, what do you love to do so much that if you won the lottery right now, you'd continue doing it? That's a good one to kind of get those juices flowing. And then if you can't get a sense of it, what was missing for you in your younger years? And how can you give that to the world? I can give you another clue. And thirdly, what wants you? What is wanting to be birthed through you? Call it forth. And three, we pay attention without judgment to what shows up. Remain alert to guidance. Listen, watch for insights that you receive. Trust your intuition. You never know when you'll read something in a book or a person will say something to you that will connect the dots. Guidance comes in many different forms. And you can repeat these steps as often as you like to bring clarity to your vision. Sometimes it takes time to coax that vision out. Why? Because of a lifetime of conditioning that we have to kind of move through, right? Cultural conditioning. But if we prevail and continue spending time in that vision studio, it will emerge. Now, sometimes when we get an inkling of what that vision is, we might ask the question, well, is this really it? You know, is this ego speaking or is this spirit speaking? You ever ask that question? Well, first of all, if we continue to return to the intention, we'll be on the right track. As Derek writes, you will rarely make a wrong choice with the right intention as your rudder. And so he also says, when faced with a choice, instead of focusing on why you shouldn't do something, focus on why you should or why you want to. And he gives an exercise that can help to clarify that. To create two columns on a page, on the left side of the paper, write down what you desire or what you have as a goal. And those desires and goals can be clues to what the deeper vision might be that's trying to emerge. So you write the goal on the left side. On the right side, write down why you want it. And he gives this example. Here's the example. The goal is to make $1 million. Why? To buy a house. Okay, now you move that over to the left side. Why buy a house? What's the why? To feel secure. And you've now distilled your desire down to a feeling of security, which is an inside job, see? Generating a feeling of security is an inner goal. You have the power to engender that feeling. And you're laying the foundation for your vision when you start to feel the way you're going to feel when it is manifest. Do you see? That's how it works. I love this stuff. And as you go deeper with this, what you're going to find is that whatever it is you want to bring forth, you already are. And knowing that you already have within you everything you need, your actions now unfold from a desire to share who you are. See? Not in some attempt to get something. In some attempt to become whole. But because the wholeness that you are can't help but express itself. And when you have a sense of what the vision is, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 100, 1 being I hate my life, and 100 being I'm so happy I'm almost levitating. Where does that vision stand on that spectrum? If it's a 6 out of 100, I probably need some work. What would bring it up 10 points? And your heart knows the answer. And what would bring it up another 10 and another 10 until you get to 100? The Unity minister, Jack Bolin, whenever he was asked how he was, he used to always say, I'm so happy I can hardly stand it. And you could feel his excitement, you know? That's what you want. You want that your vision to feel that way. like rocket fuel. You with me? And when we tap into our true vision, the possibilities are endless, because true vision is not something you make up. It is what you are made of. Do you see? It's your true nature. It's your essence. It's the seed of your soul, the source of your power. Beyond what the world thinks of you, beyond what you think of you. As J.K. Rowling puts it, we do not need magic to transform our world. We carry all the power we need inside of ourselves already. We carry the magic within. So we enter the vision studio as we set our intention, ask what is seeking to emerge, and pay attention to what shows up. So are you ready for a breakthrough?
Yes.
Are you open to change and transformation?
Yes.
Because it requires us to go beyond what we know. Beyond our excuses, beyond our stories. There are amazing talents and gifts and divine ideas within you right now, just waiting to be discovered. This isn't foreign territory. This is your own inner landscape. And it doesn't matter if you have spent a lifetime feeling inadequate or a misfit or a disappointment, unworthy, unlovable, dumb, whatever that is. It doesn't matter, because it's not the truth about you. Remember that a mighty oak emerges from a tiny acorn with the right conditions. Creating those right conditions for your destiny of greatness to emerge, that's what we'll talk about next time. God bless. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, we love the fact that everybody's here. We've got lots of great friends that have known each other for years. But at the same time, we just hold a special place in our hearts for anybody who might be here for the first time today. So if you are here for the first time today, in just a moment, I'll ask if you want to raise your hand, and we have some ushers who